We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Let us praise him with our voice and glorify the Lord and worship him. Let us praise him with our voice and glorify the Lord and worship him. Let us praise him with our voice and glorify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
Make me a servant just like your son. For he was a servant. Please make me one. Make me a servant. Do what you must do to make me a servant. Make me like you. Make me a servant. Fill my your mind and may all my labors shine with your light. Show me your blessings and what I should do. For now and forever, make me like you.
Theme number 4 of the supplement book, The Battle Belongs to the Lord. I'll sing. In heavenly armor we'll enter the land.
The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons as fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs. story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Tell me the story simply, as to a little child, for I am weak and weary and helpless and divine. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Tell me the story softly with earnest tones and grace. Remember I a sinner. Tell me the story always, if you would really be in any time of trouble a comforter to me. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
I am looking for treasure eternal. I am longing to dwell in that land where my Savior has promised to build me a mansion with his own hand. God has promised his saints through the ages he'll provide in that land o'er the foam. With each day I get closer to heaven. Praise the Lord, I'm coming home. Since the way of the world is enticing, off the pathway of sin I did roam. But obedience to his word has saved me. Praise the Lord, I'm coming home. God has promised his saints through the ages he'll provide in that land o'er the foam. With each day I get closer to heaven. Praise the Lord, I'm coming home.
Some glad morning
we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise. Hey, for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, what a singing, singing. Oh, what a shouting, shouting. On that happy morning when we all shall recognize. Oh, what a glory, glory. Hallelujah, glory. When we meet our blessed Savior in the skies.
When with love and heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee.
On that happy morning when we all shall
as fair as the day that blesses my way with light. The way that he loves is as soft as the breeze caressing the tree at night. So tender and precious is he, contented with Jesus I'll be. The way that he loves is so thrilling because his love reaches me from me. The way that he loves is as deep as the sea. His Spirit shall be my sin. The way that he loves is as pure as a rose, much sweeter he grows each day. His peace hovers near like a dove. I know there's a heaven above. To Jesus I cling, life's a wonderful thing because of the way he loves.
Exodus 1:1-8. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob. They came each one with his household: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher, all the persons who came from the loins of Jacob were 70 in number, but Joseph was already in Egypt. Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all the generation. But the sons of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly, and multiplied, and became exceedingly mighty, so that the land was filled with them. Now a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
It thrills my soul to hear the songs of praise the mortals sing below. And though it takes the parting of the ways, yet I must onward go. I hope to hear throughout unnumbered days the song earth cannot know. They sing in heaven a new song of Moses and the Lamb. Hope to hear the angels singing, you bid me welcome to mansions bright and bright. I want to hear the glad heart singing with voices blending rich and rare. To see the Master bringing a precious light crown that I will know and wear. Hear that mighty chorus singing, sing. I want to hear it swell and ring. The sweetest song that earth can ever boast was
Galilean cross on high was sad for Lord. He left the earth to send the Holy Ghost to God, but still that morn. They sing in heaven a new song of Moses and the Lamb. Oh, to hear the angels singing, to bid me welcome, to mansions bright and fair. Oh, to hear in my heart singing, with voices filling rich and rare. Master bringing a precious life crown that I may own, and I want to hear that mighty chorus.
Glory and have it in my bones. heavenly light, the love of my Lord, lifting above, for he is my sword and shield, giving me life in the midst of night. Heavenly love, heavenly love, when I shall stand,
yeah. 280 will be the song of encouragement in just a moment. I had something that I was going to talk to you about and I changed my mind. So we're just going to wing it. But it's because as I was going through the singing this evening, it's funny. not funny, ha-ha, but funny, as we use the word sometimes. The emotions that you have as a person. We are emotional people. We feel all different kinds of things as we go through. Singing is something that is supposed to be something that's emotional. And if you look at the list of the song leaders up here, and if you look at the ones who led after the fact, you will notice that a large chunk of our song leaders and readers were very young Christians. And it's something that when you see them and you hear them, you hear somebody like Robert get up for the first time and lead his song, it's something that encourages you. It builds you up. It makes you feel very good. You're happy. Or you see someone that's the age of 9 and he gets up and he is willing to read before us. And all of those kinds of things are something that encourages us as Christians to keep the course, to maintain the faith, to do what's right, because we are an important example to the people who are behind us. I can no longer say that I am of the young group. I am way past the young group. I'm even past getting close to past middle age. If you look at statistic-wise, I'm getting on up there. I'm on the wrong side of the bell curve, as it is for engineering people. But that's okay. That's just life. Life continues to move on. But we are great examples, are supposed to be great examples to those young kids. And so I wanted to make sure that I told them how much of an encouragement it was for me to watch them and to follow them and to listen to them, because it helps me. And then we sing songs that remind us of people who have gone before us. The song that Robert led is one that their pa led all the time. I told him during the funeral of that particular song that I will never, ever, ever sing that song again without thinking of him. And I can't. But he was a great example to us. Because of him, because of his faith, he caused other people to want to do what's right. And so it's a cycle. Our lives will come up and they'll go away. And the length of the time is not necessarily important. Where we are is not important. But what we do is. What we do with the amount of time that God has given us is very important. James tells us in James chapter 4 that our life is but a vapor. It appears for a little time, and then it's gone. And when it's gone, we'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, and we're going to give an account of the things that we have done in our body, whether it be good or evil. We're going to give an account of it. So as you're sitting there in your pew this evening, and as I'm standing here before you, the question to each one of us is, what are we doing with the time that God has given us? Are we living the way that God expects us to? Are we being the kind of person that Christ would have us to be? Are we following His steps? Doing what's right? If you're not, you can change that this evening. And you can make your life right. Whether it's to become a Christian for the first time, obviously, or whether it's to make your life right with Him again, we can help you. And if we can, we'd love it. Would you come right now while we stand and while we sing?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus.